Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2014. Here are top stories.
Tonight, Sony announces it will show The Interview on Christmas Day. Was the entire farce a cynical PR campaign? Plus, Merry Christmas from FEMA. Now return those checks. And ISIS is turning Christian churches into torture chambers. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it looks like the government and Hollywood are conducting an experiment to see if they can get a war started using social media. Instead of starting something like World War I, where the slogan was, Remember the Maine, I guess we could call the next one, Remember the Interview. Yes, we have Daily Mail saying, you can't silence our freedom of speech. A backlash is going on now against North Korea. Sony hack, they say, as a mocking picture of Kim Jong-un wearing makeup sweeps Facebook along with a hashtag, you can't silence our freedom of speech. No, you can't silence our freedom of speech. What you can do is trick us into letting our own government take it. That's what's really behind this. This is an effort to sell CISPA. And as we'll also see, it's also an effort to sell the U.S. population as well as South Korea and North Korea on assassination as a means of foreign policy. What would you expect from the CIA? But go back to that picture. It's amazing to see that picture. They've got a picture of Kim Jong-un there with makeup, looking very much like an Asian version of the FBI. And, of course, this all boils down to the FBI telling us that they know that it is North Korea alone working on this. They are the lone wolf state now, I guess. But we have an article up on InfoWars.com. Was the FBI wrong on North Korea? They point out the senior vice president with a cybersecurity firm, Norse, said, Sony was not just hacked. This is a company that was essentially nuked from the inside. We're very confident that this was not an attack masterminded by North Korea, that insiders were key to the implementation of one of the most devastating attacks in history. That's the head of that company there. He says that Norse data is pointing towards a woman who calls herself Lena and claims to be connected with the so-called Guardians of Peace hacking group. Norse believes it's identified this woman as someone who worked at Sony in L.A. for 10 years before leaving the company last May. That would be about the time these leaks started to happen. He said the woman was in precisely the right position, had the deep technical background she would need to locate the specific servers that were compromised. And, of course, they point out other experts, and we've reported this as well, in cybersecurity and private intelligence are also questioning the FBI's claim that it was only North Korea. He says there's certainly North Korean fingerprints on this, but when we run all those leads to ground, they turn out to be decoys or red herrings. Absolutely. You can sell this by routing your attacks through another country. Any hacker does that if they know anything about it. And, of course, we have the very best hackers in the world at the NSA and the federal government. As Aaron Schwartz pointed out before he died or was killed, he pointed out that virtually all of the hacks have either been created by our government or funded by our government. We are the master hackers. And to illustrate that, we shut off the power to North Korea's internet. Took down the internet these last couple of days. Now, Paul Joseph Watson points out the obvious thing, I think, is this a marketing scam? He says Sony is going to show The Interview on Christmas Day in theaters. Well, now they have even brought it up to today. You can now purchase it online today. And as Paul Watson pointed out, they made this link to North Korea after, quite a bit after the hacks first started coming out, putting out information about individual stars. Now, there's a lot to this. They're not only selling us on CISPA, but they're also selling us this movie. Remember the Streisand effect, named after Barbara Streisand. She noticed online there was a project looking at coastal erosion in California, and they had a picture of one of the houses on the coast was her house, and it could be made out. So she called her lawyers and told them to take it down. At that point, it had only been downloaded 6 times, 2 of those times by her own lawyer. So 4 times, perhaps. After they filed suit, it brought it to everybody's attention, and it was downloaded 420,000 times in just a short period of time. Now, remember that internal emails pointed out that The Interview executive said was desperately unfunny. They said it will flop if we don't pull it. This is the picture now that everybody is clamoring to see. They're going to show our enemies in North Korea, give them our 2 minutes of hate by painting makeup on Kim Jong-un and putting this all over social media. And we're going to show them that we can't be intimidated. No, we'll give up our freedoms, give a kill switch to the internet, to the government, without any struggle whatsoever. But look at what they were also doing. They were colluding between Sony Pictures, between the State Department, between the RAND Corporation, an analyst with the RAND Corporation, and between the CIA prior to all this. And what were they pushing? They were pushing the narrative of regime change by assassination. The Daily Beast had pointed out last week that Sony emails said the State Department had blessed the Kim Jong-un assassination in the interview. Now, to point out what this is, since you probably haven't seen this yet, maybe you'll rush out and get it later today, it has a gruesome ending, they say, where a giant missile hits Kim Jong-un's helicopter in slow motion as they play a Katy Perry song, and Kim's head catches fire and explodes. Sounds like just the sort of thing you want to see on Christmas. But that's the kind of desperately unfunny ending that they had. But here's something else that is desperately unfunny. The fact that they're running this by RAND Corporation analyst, and he said, when I have briefed my book on preparing for the possibility of North Korean collapse, I've been clear the assassination of Kim Jong-un is the most likely path to a collapse of the North Korean government. And then he goes on to say, I believe that a story that talks about the removal of the Kim family regime and the creation of a new government by the North Korean people will start some real thinking in South Korea. And I believe in the North, once the DVD leaks into the North, which it almost certainly will. Oh, but now it's going online, and now their internet has just come back online. After shutting down the country, it just came back on just in time for them to be able to download it from Google if they wish, or from Amazon or wherever else that they're going to get it. And they said at the same time, the same day, they had another email. It says, Bruce, I spoke to someone very senior in the State Department. He agreed with everything you've been saying, and I'll fill you in on the details when we speak. Do you understand how many ways they're using this lousy, desperately unfunny film to sell propaganda? It's not just movies that are pretty obvious about it, like Zero Dark Thirty, which also came out from Sony. Also a Japanese country that desperately dislikes North Korea. But they're working on everyone, even in this kind of a silly movie, they're working on the American public, on the entire world, to sell their narrative, to try to justify their policies of assassination as well as torture like they did in Zero Dark Thirty. And of course, the CIA's involvement, as it pointed out by Radar Online, they said that it was weeks before the company realized, they say, realized that their entire computer system had been compromised by hackers that the FBI now leaks to North Korea. They were meeting, the head of the cybersecurity at Sony was meeting privately with the CIA. And again, that comes from Sony's own emails. Now, later on in the show, we're going to have a little synopsis that shows how our own dictator has really come into his own in 2014. That would be Obama, of course. Now, if a desperately unfunny comedy that's really a propaganda piece, maybe we should have a new genre. We could call it propaganda comedy, like a romantic comedy is a rom-com. We could call it prop-com. But if you're not up for the interview, you might be watching A Christmas Carol. And, of course, the classic version of The Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim that's on a article today on Infowars.com, The Case for Ebenezer. Now, I've heard many times from libertarian objectivists, and that seems to be where this author is coming from, that this is merely a propaganda piece for socialism. I don't think we need to make that kind of false dichotomy. I don't think we need to choose between a mandated state-run charity system called socialism or between a system that celebrates greed and selfishness. I don't think that's really what's behind A Christmas Carol. I take exception to this article that's here. I don't agree with his conclusions on that. I think the real issue here is compassion. And of course, you don't need to be a Christian to have compassion. And it troubles me deeply to see Christians who don't have compassion, who don't have compassion for people who are suffering under the jackboot of government, people who don't have compassion for those who are being taken out and tortured because they're from a different country or they're from a different religion. If you don't have that kind of compassion, as we see illustrated in A Christmas Carol, I think you really need to check your Christianity, examine yourself. But I think on the other hand, it really does miss the mark in a way that's not talked about by this author. And that is, this man, Ebenezer Scrooge, does not achieve respect or redemption because of his good deeds. What's missing out of A Christmas Carol, ironically, is really Christ to a large degree. Yes, Tiny Tim talks about going to church and about those who made the lame walk. But for the most part, the redemption, the free gift of redemption that we celebrate at Christmas is what's missing. And I think the thing that's also missing for libertarians is we need to understand, as G. Edward Griffin pointed out, that we need to act collectively for individual liberty. And I don't think we need to celebrate greed and selfishness. I think we need to move beyond that. Now, in a real bah humbug, Fox News reports that French feminists are inserting warnings into children's Christmas gifts. They're actually going into department stores and slipping notes and little pamphlets that will be found once they open up their Christmas presents, telling them that this is a sexist gift. Why? Well, because maybe it's a doll that's targeted towards girls, or maybe it's something that's targeted towards boys. They say, the purpose of the operation was not to make parents feel guilty, but to, quote, raise awareness about the fact that toy makers and sellers play a part in the fact that not a single little girl asked Father Christmas for a sword. All I can say is these French feminists have probably never had children. They don't understand that there really is a difference between boys and girls. And if you didn't give them the sword, they'd be sword fighting with sticks. I know, I've seen it with my own children. Well, Merry Christmas from the government. FEMA is now demanding flood victims return checks. That's right. No one likes to get a message, they say on Fox News, from a bill collector, especially if it's from the federal government at Christmas time. Now, nearly 250 flood victims are going to get recoupment letters from FEMA demanding payback for checks that have been issued to them from FEMA. This is for floods in 2013. They say it's estimated $2 billion in property losses over an area of 2,000 square miles. And the amounts that that FEMA is now demanding from people here at Christmas time, not giving them much time, giving them 30 to 60 days to pay up or else, these amounts range from anywhere from $200 to $20,000. They say FEMA admits that these payments were made in error. There you go. But of course, who's going to pay up? These people will pay up, even though they sent these things out and it's been quite some time and these people aren't necessarily going to have the money. Maybe they can work with the Federal Reserve to confiscate their homes. And then abroad, we see that ISIS is turning Christian churches into torture chambers where it forces believers to convert to Islam. The Islamic State militants are turning Christian churches into torture chambers where they force attendees to confess as Islamicists. And they point out that the reality is that this group will stop at nothing to raise funds for their terrorist mission and to destroy churches and Christianity itself. And think about our foreign policy at this time of year. Think about the fact that in Iraq and Afghanistan, where Christianity had existed with Islam for centuries, after we went there with our foreign policy and stayed there for a decade, they've essentially eradicated Christians from those areas. Look at what happened in Syria, where we funded ISIS. Yes, they will stop at nothing to fund their agenda. They will work with the CIA, who created them, who gives them money for their agenda of stamping out Christianity. Now, finally, we see an army lab is looking to essentially create a literal version of the proverbial fly on a wall. Yes, they say the army lab is asking help building a wing-flapping robot fly. This is reported from Computer World. And here's the thing that I think is interesting about this. They're going to set up an open campus program that's designed to bolster shrinking research and development budgets and accelerate development of innovative new systems by inviting civilian developers and investors to help them advance. So they say their research and development budget is shrinking. I find that surprising, since it seems like they have a blank check for anything from the surveillance state that they want to build. But the real question is, why would scientists and developers help them to do this? Why would they create yet another way for them to watch us, to record us, to put us on a naughty or nice list? This is the tool of oppression. This is what William Binney, the person who was global head of the NSA, said. He said, this is the way you establish a tyranny like the ones that he had observed throughout his career of decades. He watched the East Germans, he watched the Russians do the same things to their people Now we have that capability, and as he pointed out, we have a police state. And as evidence of that police state, look at this article from NextGov.com. They point out the Obama administration aims to create insider threat job specialty in order to plug leaks. Now listen to this quote. I think this says it all. Quote, "It's a privilege to work in this program, and the only reason you are there is to help protect your colleagues, not to out them, not to out them, not to expose any criminal actions by your colleagues, not to expose the fact that they are violating our rights, that they are violating the Constitution that they swore to uphold as part of the government. No, you're there because you're there to protect your colleagues," that kind of groupthink. And then they underscore that. At the very end, they say they have to view themselves as part of a community. That is dangerously misplaced loyalty. That is at the heart of the police state. That is what we have to change in this upcoming year. Now, stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to have a special message from the Federal Reserve. And we're also going to have, after the program, we're going to have a short about the creation of the Federal Reserve and the parallels between it and It's a Wonderful Life. Stay with us.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Well, we're drawing to the close of 2014, and we've seen Obama really come into his own, really grow into maturity as a dictator. He said many times at the beginning of the year that he was just the president, that we had divided powers. He said 22 times that he didn't have the authority to just make law. But by the end of the year, he was telling his friends, "I changed the law for you." He was threatening the new Congress, saying, "There's nothing you can or will do to stop me in his war on coal." Here's some of those clips from the last year.
We mentioned earlier that yesterday President Obama attended a Democratic fundraiser at the home of actress Gwyneth Paltrow. She told the president she was, quote, "one of your biggest fans, if not your biggest. You're so handsome, I can't speak properly. It would be wonderful if we were able to give this man all of the power that he needs to pass the things that he needs to pass."
We are going into bona fide, 200-proof, classical, hardcore, 100% tyranny on every front because good people won't organize and say no.
They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. Now, I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. And believe me, right now, dealing with Congress, the idea, believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform. The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
You know, they're elected. We have a constitutional system of government. The Speaker of the House and the Leader of the Senate and all those folks have responsibilities.
There have been significant numbers of deportations. That's true. But what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Now,
no, Obama can't do that. He can't violate congressional law because he feels like it, like he's on the border and guns and power plants and everything else.
We must do more to combat climate change.
The White House counselor running point for the president's climate change action plan, John Podesta, says there is really nothing anyone in Congress can do to derail their agenda, and that includes new regulations on power plants.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
As we grasp at victory, there is a cancer, an evil tumor, growing, spreading in our midst. Shout! Shout! Shout out his name!
Imagine what they start doing when they see a documentary that they don't like, or news reports that they don't like, and others start engaging in self-censorship because they don't want to offend the sensibilities of somebody whose sensibilities probably need to be offended.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
One of the things in the new year that I hope Congress is prepared to work with us on is strong cyber security laws that allow for information sharing across private sector platforms as well as the public sector. If we don't put in place the kind of architecture that can prevent these attacks from taking place, this is not just going to be affecting movies. This is going to be affecting our entire economy in ways that are extraordinarily significant.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mr. Moneybags, and I have a message for all of you out there this Christmas season. As you sit down with your family and friends, you need to be thankful of the unseen hand that has guided your monetary system for the last 101 years now. That's right. Thanks to some members of an unknown group who decided they should take it upon themselves to control the monetary supply for the betterment of the collective as a whole. When ultra-mega-rich people like myself want to help little people like you, we have to make sure our assets have cover. We like to have our losses shared by the public, but keep our profits private and to ourselves. So my unknown group, which included the heads of J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, National City Bank of New York, First National Bank of New York, and the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations, met on an island on the coast of Georgia for a, quote, hunting trip. We would divide the country, banking system, into 15 districts with one main office in Washington, D.C. We didn't want the government meddling in our affairs, so we had a ceremonial pitchman position created, and that person would be the focal point for all criticism and damnation when the people discovered that printing money out of thin air would cause inflation. This person was known as the chairman, and our little banking organization we called the Federal Reserve, which is about as federal as Federal Express. Oh, I love that one. We ran this little plan through Congress and the Senate in just 2 days in late December, and we had our little agent, Woodrow Wilson, sign it just 2 days before Christmas. Ah, the most wonderful time of year. Anyway, flash forward 101 years, and we have fully recovered from the recessions of 2008, 2000, early 90s, early 80s, mid-70s, late 60s, early 60s, the recessions of 58, 53, 49, 45, 38, 37, and 33, which started back in 1929. The stock market has never been higher. Billionaires are buying all in New York City. And I've never had so much money for my bags, which is why I believe I was put here on this earth. Never mind economic production, unemployment, reduced labor pool, outsourcing of factories, our money backed by something tangible. As long as we have ones and zeros, we can kick you and your children's future down the road until it's too late for your peons to stop us. So Merry Christmas from the Federal Reserve, celebrating 101 years of economic disparity and financial ruin, except for those of us who know the inside of the money to bags ratio quotient. Don't worry, your precious in the Fed movement will never regain traction now that the race riots have started.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers used to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you've closed your doors. Is that true?
I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building and loan, and I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of a rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here, the Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. And my... Look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else?
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, Bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Potter's Field. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year.
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine clothes? A couple of business trips to New York a year? Maybe once in a while Europe? You wouldn't mind that, would you, Jones?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend, but would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion.
In jail.
Go on home. They're waiting for you.
And if the public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him. Dear Father, Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God, something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Dear Father in Heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight. Well, that's it for tonight's news. We hope that you have a very Merry Christmas. And of course, as the end of the year is our Christmas gift to you, for those of you who want to renew your subscription, we have the $29.95 sale. That's 7 months this year for free. And of course, we've raised that to now 20 people can watch simultaneously. So we hope that you'll support our operation, and Merry Christmas again to you and your family.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.